absolve yourself of liability here.
I'll have you just start with your name.
Yeah, I'm Brandon Williford, community organizer here in Milwaukee. I'm also a former political candidate and also on the board of the Milwaukee Turners. So, yeah.
All right. And do we have your consent to record this interview?
You do have my consent.
All right. Thank you very much. Now, when you think about the process of voting in the United States, here we have this scale. You slid it all the way to that trust end. If we were giving a number value to this scale, let's say the very most trustful end is going to be a 1 and the very most distrust end is going to be a 10, what number would you say you're at right now?
Yeah, I believe I'm at a 1 for the most trust in our government and our voting process, just because the process, while it could be more transparent, it does work as far as bringing attention to important issues in our community and, you know, holding our elected officials accountable. So,
all right. And can you share the story of kind of why personally you put yourself all the way at that end, or just a little bit more reasoning behind that?
Yeah. So, you know, being involved in the electoral process myself and being in it kind of firsthand, hitting the doors, talking to people, learning about their issues, I think that it increased my trust in the legitimacy of the voting process, because the voting process is super hands-on. It takes community organizing, it takes working with folks in our community. It takes explaining certain issues on the ballot for us to actually provide those meaningful changes in our democracy. So, yeah, I am very trustful in the process because of those reasons.
All right. And so our next question is, where would you like to be on the scale? You're already at a 1 for the most trustful. For those who aren't at 1 or are maybe leaning towards that distrust side, do you have anything that you would like to say to them, maybe encourage them to trust in the vote?
Yeah. So I think that, you know, there is a level of cynicism in the electoral process and when it comes to voting. This can be due to just a lack of transparency sometimes that government has. Sometimes it can be a difficulty in language that we use upon the ballot. I think that in order to increase trust, in order to move people from the 0 to the 1, we need to make sure people are involved in our community. We need to make sure elected officials are taking the time to meet at neighborhood block associations, going to community forums, and just going to community events in general, so the community can have access to them and they can ask them the hard questions on why certain things aren't being done. So, yeah, I think it's a hands-on process, you know, from our government to get involved, but also it takes community leaders and people who are very well informed in the process and knows about the political process to go out and also raise their voice to let folks know more about how to increase trust in government. So,
all right. One final question. Do you have a message for those who maybe don't think that their vote matters, or maybe they're just not inclined to vote? They don't think that it's something that they need to do.
Yeah, you know, so every vote matters. Every voice matters. I think that, again, there's a certain level of political cynicism that happens in a voting process. The thing is that elected officials and political candidates use that data. They use that data that voters, the wars that voters are turning out on, the issues that voters are voting for, to actually make meaningful changes. If you do not go out and vote, the elected officials do not have that data. Sometimes people think that there's a magical board out there that the police have that can, you know, or elected officials have that can highlight every issue. The tree just went down on your block and the signal just went off on his board to say, like, hey, there's a tree that went down. No, that is not the case. We need people to get out to vote, to raise awareness on these issues for elected officials to make those changes.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
We have a very important election coming up in November. This is an election on democracy. So if you are very concerned about the state in which our democracy can head into, I encourage you to go out and vote in November, and also pay attention for local elections. We do have a local election happening in August as well. So be aware of that.
All right. Thank you very much.